Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can't turn your head. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back 20... No, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with us. Time's getting away from me, folks. I'm having so much fun having a great visit with our good friend Don Boudreaux. Don is a professor of economics at George Mason University, gmu.edu/economics. Is that right, Don?
Yep.
All right, so check that out. And also, Hayek Cafe, right?
Cafe Hayek.
I'm sorry. CafeHayek.com. H-A-Y-A-K or E-K.
H-A-Y-E-K.com.
Folks, go check it out. You see what Don writes. He's very prolific, and you'll like it. Hey, Don, we're talking about manufacturing. What's happened to manufacturing jobs? And I have something that I'd like to start with and let you finish up with it. As I've come up in the marketplace and come of age and now am a senior, an elder citizen of the marketplace these days, I've observed when I used to call on companies in the 70s, the man mowing the yard, the man painting the wall, the lady on the desk were worked for that company, for that plant. And even though the guy mowed, all he ever did was mow the yard for that company, he was a manufacturing job. In those days,
yep.
They were all counted as manufacturing jobs. Well, today, you know that those companies never have an employee mow their yard. They never have an employee paint their wall. The lady answering the phone may not be an employee of the company. So they're no longer manufacturing jobs. They're now employees of a small business. So two things that have happened. Manufacturing jobs have gone down, but small business jobs have exploded in the last 30 years, Don. And so This is why I say small businesses are the beneficiaries of the decline in manufacturing jobs. When you look at it, at how they were termed, what do you think?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Who else talks about this, Don? Who else says that?
I don't know. I haven't.
The mainstream media doesn't talk about it like that.
The mainstream media, no, because it doesn't fit their narrative. But you know, one implication, there are many good implications of what you're talking about. One implication is that the number of manufacturing jobs as measured hasn't fallen by quite as much. It has fallen, but the same job, the same grass cutting job that 30 years ago was classified as a manufacturing job, that job might still exist today, but now it's classified as a service job because it's run by a mowing service.
That's exactly right. Yeah. This is a global thing, and it's another reason why the largest sector of jobs in the world is now services.
Yeah,
and has surpassed agriculture.
Yeah, the benefit to small businesses is because of globalization. As large businesses, it makes large businesses better able to focus on their core functions,
and so then
they outsource a lot of their service functions to others, and those tend to be small businesses.
And their capital commitments, their planning, everything, all their work is toward core competencies.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And the larger the market, the better you're able to focus on your core competence. And that does, in fact, open up these markets for small businesses.
Right.
And, you know, another thing just to point out real quickly to your listeners is, you got to. Whenever you hear people, including economists, talk about economic data, you got to always be skeptical because data is important and you need it to understand the way the world works. But it can be misleading, so you got to be careful when you have someone tell a story using data, because that data can be reinterpreted to tell a very, very different story.
Mm-hmm. What was it? Twain said, "You got." Numbers,
lies,
and
damn lies. Yeah.
It's numbers and stats and then damn, or something like that.
Damn lies and statistics.
Yeah, that's it. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. That's it.
As I heard one economist say once, it says, if you torture the data long enough, they will confess. and so you just got to be, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful with them.
The stories that I've been telling, you've been telling, are not really... You know, statistics. I mean, for the most part, they're just real things that are happening. I mean, look at 30 years ago, Don, a small business was a backwater mom and pop.
Yep.
today they're major vendor partners with companies.
Yep.
These companies couldn't exist without their vendor partner small businesses. They couldn't work. They couldn't do their job.
That's right.
We're not just dropping goods off at the back dock anymore. We're going in the plant and helping out.
Yeah, yeah. Because a lot of these tasks, as you point out, these are things that were done in-house earlier. And these companies need that kind of close relationship.
Yep.
But because now they're focusing more on their core markets, they can afford to hire small businesses to do these things.
And
everybody gains.
And one of the beneficiaries of all this is productivity. It's gone up for everyone.
It's one of the drivers, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, Don, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure, Jim. Good luck to you.
Dr. Don Boudreau, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.